Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. My website is www.jbsba.com, and you now have a personal invitation from me to go to my website and subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email. I think you'll like it. We're just about to come into our fifth anniversary next month of the newsletter, our weekly newsletter. But our show is going to be 7 years old in about a month or so. And somebody who's been helping me conduct this show for a long time is one of our top Brain Trust members, Dr. Cherie Carter Scott, who's with us right now. She's one of, you know, we all have our favorites. Now, I've got over 400 members of our Brain Trust, and I love them all, but some people are just a little bit higher on the totem pole, and Cherie Carter Scott's one of those. She's the author of the international bestseller, If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules, and all the other If Whatever is a Game series of books. There's a bunch of them. It's been so successful all over the country. She's an outstanding entrepreneur and a great businesswoman and one of the smartest people I know. Cherie Carter Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Did I read that okay? Your mother sent me that, and did I read that okay?
That's great. It would be hard for my mother to send it to you.
It's good to have you back, Cherie. Welcome back to the country. You've been out of the country, haven't you?
I have. I go out every month.
Yeah, and now you were in Brussels, is that right?
I was in Holland.
Holland, okay. I have not been to Holland. I've been to that part of the world, but not to Holland. How is it over there?
Oh, I think it's great. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a sane part of the world.
Well, it's pretty placid. I was in Sweden a year and a half or so ago, and it's just idyllic up there. I mean, it's a happy country, isn't it? That part
it's nice. I mean, the weather's a bit cold and it's a bit rainy. Yeah. It rains all the time, kind of like Seattle, but...
Yeah.
People are great. There's a lot of warmth in their hearts, and they're nice. They're nice people to work with, and it's a very pleasant experience. I did four programs and two speeches, so it was a pretty intense 2 weeks.
Now, when you talk about giving a program, tell us what kind of program you gave them.
Well, one of our licensees is in Holland, and she's teaching women in leadership, and it was her pilot program. It was a launch. Then I did a leadership program for one of the major consulting firms in Holland, and they do a year-long program with people from business, government, healthcare, education, et cetera, science. And I was the launch speaker for their year-long program with their leadership program. Then I did a workshop on intuitive decision making, which is one of ours, called Inner Negotiation mm-hmm. Workshop. And then we launched our coaches training, which is a 3 month long training in Holland. And
this is the fruits, I should say, of your launching an international franchise of all the things that you do, isn't it?
Yeah, they call it a licensing program when it's a body of knowledge,
right?
As opposed to, you know, golden arches, et cetera.
But as you know, and as my audience doesn't know, you've been telling me about this now for a few years. You've been working on it hard, and basically started with a blank sheet of paper and felt that you had something to offer to people in other parts of the world, and that you just needed to find the partners in those parts of the world to help you extend this knowledge and this capability, and you pulled it off. And I wanted you to tell that story because I'm proud of you for what you've done, and I wanted my audience to hear about this entrepreneurial thing that you've done.
Well, it started a year ago in Singapore when a colleague who I was working with over there, I did a women in leadership program for Microsoft Asia and for Molex Asia, about five or six different courses over the course of 2 weeks. And she said to me, "I really want to work with you." And I said, "Well, that's nice. We are working together. Everything's fine." And she said, no, I want to represent you. I want to be a part of what you're doing. I want to teach your courses. I want to." And I was like, "Oh, God, how do you do that?" I mean, I just, my response was not the enthusiastic entrepreneur that you are. I didn't jump up and down and say, oh, great, let's figure that out. But then it planted a seed in me. And then I got an email from Beijing from another woman who said they wanted to build an institute around our work, and a woman from Jakarta who said, I'd really like to teach your love course over here in Jakarta. And I started saying, well, maybe the universe is trying to tell me something and I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
And that's usually how it happens with me, because I'm a little slow in the uptake.
It happens like that with a lot of us. The question is, and the reason I wanted you to tell the story, the question is, are we listening? And you obviously were listening. I want to congratulate you. And I'm so glad that you're helping them with love in Jakarta, because one of the things I've always been worried about is if they have enough love in Jakarta. And now I'm not worried about, I can scratch that off my list, folks. I'm not worried about that anymore. 22, we're going to be right back. Cherie has a new book out, If Life is a Game, These Are the Stories. She's going to tell us about that right after these messages. 20 Till, stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and for those of you who work on the railroad, that's 43 after the hour. My dad used to work on the railroad, and whenever he'd ask me what time it was, or if he'd hear me say the time, I always had to say it on railroad time, which is never, it's always 37 after or 52 after or whatever. You have to do it on railroad time when you talk to him. Cherie Carter-Scott doesn't know anything about that, though, do you, Cherie Carter-Scott?
I really don't.
But, you know, you can't go through life without knowing these things, and that's what you get when you're around me, isn't it?
You always educate me.
These little known and less cared for facts, that's what I always call them. Thanks. If life is a game, these are the stories. Ladies and gentlemen, I get tendonitis carrying Cherie's books around. I mean, they're so heavy. I think we put their books on a shelf. Cherie's, we put them in a wheelbarrow. We have to have wheels to carry all her books around. She's written so many different books, and they're all great sellers. One of my favorites is one that I encourage you to check out is If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules. But the new one is all about other people, isn't it, Cherie?
Well, yeah, it is. It's the longest running book I have ever created out of anything. It's taken me 10 years to put this book together, collecting these stories from all over the world, interviewing the people, gathering their stories, editing them, rewriting them, getting permissions for them, and finally, this month, it comes into existence.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, and you know, a lot of people don't realize what a birthing process a book is, do they? They've never written one. And this one, I mean, you know, elephants have long gestations, but this was 10 years. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel like about 10 elephants.
So what did you learn from the – give us an example of some of the people you interviewed.
Oh, gosh. There's the man from Bernard from Belgium, and his story to me was very special, and it fit right into chapter number one. I took the same rules from If Life is a Game,
Life is a Game, These Are the Rules. You mean that book?
Yes, that book.
Yeah.
These Are the Rules for Being Human. I took the same rules, and then the stories fit nicely into them. And they're beautiful, moving, inspirational, true stories from people all around the world.
And these are not necessarily name brands either, are they?
No, there's a few name brands in here.
But most of them aren't.
Most of them are everyday people doing extraordinary things.
Well, what did Bernard tell you?
Well, Bernard's story was about his daughter who had to have bone marrow transplant, and they were looking for a person who could match with, you know, her blood type, mm-hmm. and her, et cetera. And his other daughter came into him one morning and said, "Dad, I think I'm the one." And he said, "Well, do you know how painful this is? Do you know how difficult?" And she said, "Well, if it'll save my sister's life, I'm the one."
Huh.
So that's a very short version of
heroes.
A special story. Yeah, they are heroes. Everybody in this book is a hero. You know, and the story by Janine Shepherd in Australia, who was training to be an Olympic athlete in skiing and did a high jump and then severed her spinal cord and was paralyzed and decided she was going to then become a pilot.
Wow.
And
inspiring stories.
Yeah, very inspiring, very touching, very moving. And And I love the book, and I love these people, and it's just, it's taken a long time, but it's finally taking 40 different countries with individual people and showing that, you know, at our essence, we're really all the same.
What, one of the things that I have learned is I've traveled around the world. I probably haven't made as many different places as you have over the years, but I've been around the world a pretty good bit. And one of the things that I found out is that human beings are the same everywhere. We have different, you know, obviously different backgrounds and different cultures. And there's some things that run deeper in us, in Americans, that and what runs deep in someone from Romania is different because of the background. And it almost seems like some things are genetic, not just the physical makeup. But essentially, as human beings, we all want peace and happiness and love. And fellowship, don't we?
And the best for our children.
Yep.
Yes, we absolutely do. And that's the thing that really inspired me to write this book, which is the feeling of, you know, let's not focus on our differences. Let's focus on our similarities and what we share in common as human beings.
Right. What are some other things? What's another example? We've got a couple of minutes before we go to the break. Give us another story of somebody that you interviewed.
Well, there's a beautiful story by a woman in Canada that's very short. Maybe when we come back after the break, I can read it to you. It's called There Are No Bad Days.
Hmm. What does she mean by that?
You'll see. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, one of the things that, Cherie, to get this back to business a little bit, one of the things that I subscribe to is free trade. Mm-hmm. I believe in free trade. I think free trade is one of the most magical, it's one of the most important weapons against hate and terrorism and stupid governments and all the dumb things that human beings can do. Free trade, to me, is magic. It's a silver bullet. And Frédéric Bastiat, back in 1840s, the great French economist and comedian, I call him a comedian because he's got some great stories to tell, he said this, and I quote this, I quote him on the show all the time because I think it's important. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
That's very nice.
And I think about that. That's one of the most profound things I've ever heard and I've ever read, and I quote him all the time. And one of the things that people want to do together in all the things that we said a minute ago, love and fellowship and peace and happiness and the best for our children, there's one other thing that we want to do. We want to do business together. We want to trade together. And that's much more normal for humans than fighting.
And much
so,
more exciting.
So, folks, let's get the free trade going. The more we can do that, democracy will lag capitalism in China. There'll be rampant capitalism in China before there's democracy, but that will follow. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking with the oldies here, Sherry. Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott, ladies and gentlemen, the author of If Life is a Game, These Are the Stories. It's on bookshelves, but Cherie, apparently it's just jumping off the shelves.
Well, or they didn't print enough of them. Who knows? But right now it's hard for them to even get copies for us in our office because it's it's moving.
Selling so well. If Life is a Game, These Are the Stories by Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott. Cherie, give us your website, please.
It's www.drcherie.com.
DrCherie.com. You can find out about more about her other books and go online to any of the online bookstores and see a list of her books. Ask for them in your local bookstore. Anything. I promise you there'll be something on their shelves by Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott. Cherie, you were going to read us the story.
Yeah, it's a short one. It's called There Are No Bad Days, and the country is Canada. I was aboard a plane flying home to Canada. I travel a lot, and I get pretty disgusted with the conditions in air travel these days. After being served my meal, I was ready to start complaining to the person next to me about the food, the uncomfortable seats, the delays, and the general inconvenience. Before I opened my mouth, the woman sitting next to me spoke. She had a thick accent in broken English, and she talked about the wonderful service she received on the plane. She then proceeded to comment on the cheerful flight attendants, and then she said, "We're fortunate to be having such a fine meal. I'm so happy to be flying to Vancouver to visit my grandchildren." Amazed, I asked, "How can you be so positive and optimistic in a world that seems so marginal?" "I'm from Sarajevo," she said. "I've seen my friends and many of my family killed. I joined my family here in your wonderful country. You see, the food on the plane, the delays, they don't matter to me. Since coming here, every day is a good day for me. I've learned that there are really no bad days anymore, only bad thoughts."
Wow.
Her comment put everything into perspective.
Wow. And who was the author of that?
David Irvine.
Yeah. There are no bad days. Boy, I tell you, that's a good one to print out almost and to paste up on the mirror in the mornings.
Isn't that true? I like that one so much. It's a short one.
I'm glad
but
you
really
read that
kind of nails it.
I'm glad you read this. Read the very last lines.
"I'm from Sarajevo," she said. "I've seen my friends and many of my family killed. I joined my family here in your wonderful country. You see, the food on the plane, the delays, they don't matter to me. Since coming here, every day is a good day for me. I've learned that there are really no bad days anymore, only bad thoughts."
No bad days, only bad thoughts.
Her comment put it all into perspective.
Yeah. Well, you know, how many times do we do that, Cherie? Do we let our own toxic talk get us into a funk, or we let somebody else's toxic talk or their attitude get us into a funk? It's almost like we're wrapped in this flypaper, and every kind of negative thing sticks to us.
Yeah, exactly.
And we got to learn how to shrug that off, be a little more Teflon, don't we?
Nicely said.
But sometimes the Teflon needs to be on the inside, not just on the outside.
Yeah, everywhere.
We do it to ourselves, don't we?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, how do we do that? How do we fix that?
Well, I think that one of the things that helps is reading inspirational stories that help us get unstuck to our positions and our points of view. Like, for instance, you know how much I travel, over 100,000 miles a year.
Right.
I just passed my million-mile mark with United. And when you travel that much, you tend to start taking things for granted and start being really critical. And if you can just get a little perspective adjustment and attitude adjustment every now and then, it gets you back into gratitude as opposed to complaining.
You know, one of the things that helps me is to have little things that I say to myself.
Good.
Whenever things are tough, my audience has heard me say this before, I say to myself, "This is no hill for a climber," and I'm a climber. And now I've got a new one, thanks to your friend David. There are no bad days, only bad thoughts.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that this morning.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. I always learn something when I join you, or when you join me, I guess I should say. Okay, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts. What would you like to leave us with?
Last thoughts. This is a great Christmas present to anybody who needs to be a little bit uplifted and inspired.
Yeah. If Life is a Game, these are the stories by Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott. True stories by real people around the world about being human. Cherie, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you here. You're the best.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
And we'll do it again real soon.
Okay.
Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott, give us your website again one more time before you go.
It's www.drcherie.com.
DrCherie.com. Thanks, Cherie. We'll see you later.
All righty.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. And you know what else, don't you? This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.